That's big time. Todd Furman, at Todd Furman on Twitter, if you need him for a look behind the numbers and the point spreads. What's up, Todd?
I'm wondering where you guys were to give me Middle Tennessee State on the money line last week. I could have taken a week off of work, enjoyed some of the fun in the sun, and then got back to the grind.
Yeah, and Louisiana Monroe obviously has been a hot team, so this is an intriguing game going on at in Murfreesboro.
Arguably the most excitement we've had surrounding a Sun Belt game, and I use that term obviously pretty loosely, but you talk about two teams who have captivated the college football world with some of their early season victories. A little surprised to see UL Monroe open a 4.5-point favorite. That number is long gone. They're now actually just a 3-point favorite as they head to Murfreesboro.
Ah, so smart money on the Blue Raiders.
It looks like it. A little bit of money coming in. You figure they'll be able to roll that momentum as a 4-touchdown dog into this week's tilt.
All right, Todd, I've got a couple big-time SEC games coming your way. First, I want to ask your opinion. I got South Carolina at 30-1 to win the national title. All right? That's a decent little payoff there. If they beat Georgia, am I close enough to start hedging yet?
Unfortunately, Clay, there's not really a whole lot you can do when it comes to hedging college football futures. So it's one of those markets that there's not a lot of options, because South Carolina is obviously going to have to try and run the gauntlet through their SEC schedule. You probably can't hedge until a potential SEC championship game against the likes of Alabama.
For guys like me that don't know what y'all are talking about, what does hedging mean?
Hedging your bet.
It essentially means, Brent, if Clay was looking for a cheaper price, he'd be looking for a no option. Since he has South Carolina at 30-1, he could potentially look to put up, you know, say $1,500 that they won't win the national championship and lock himself into a bit of a profit.
So that'd be shorting it or longing it?
So he'd be shorting his South Carolina stock at this point.
All right, so what's going to happen in these two games? We've got the got game me. Against the South Carolina-Georgia game. We got the Florida Florida LSU game. Who do you like? Where's the money coming on those games?
The South Carolina game, game opened Gamecocks -2.5, a total of 57. We're actually down to a pick 'em now and seeing some under money come in. So it's pick and 54, the prevailing numbers. Interesting to see some Georgia money come in despite the big injury to their high profile wide receiver yesterday. I have some concerns about South Carolina's secondary, and if they can slow down Georgia's passing game. They haven't seen a living, breathing offense that throws the ball, but I think Marcus Lattimore showed us an awful lot. I know the knee brace is off. He looks to be 100%. I like this game under the total. I think it's the first team to 24 points that wins.
What about Bennett, the receiver who tore his ACL for Georgia? Did that affect it at all? No?
I actually think that's better for the under because it takes away some of Georgia's big playability, but it's time for that Bulldog defense to step up. I mean, they were atrocious last week against Tennessee, and when you get Alex Ogletree and Bakari Ramble both into the mix, there's no reason they should be giving up 40 plus points to anybody in the country.
All right, Florida LSU, another big game, CBS national game. What are you seeing there? What's the money doing?
Another game that the total has taken the brunt of the action, opened at LSU a 4-point favorite with an over-under of 44.5. Right now, LSU 2.5-point favorite with a total of 42.5. Interesting note on this game, Clay, LSU was a 6-point favorite 2 weeks ago on look-ahead lines, but because the Tigers have struggled against the likes of Auburn and Towson, a little bit of consumer confidence issues surrounding Zach Mettenberger and how capable LSU is when you talk about going into the swamp.
All right, there's already been a little bit of a pivot here, even though it's a bye week. I know Mississippi State's on the road at Kentucky, but we've talked about this a little bit with you, how big this October 13th Tennessee-Mississippi State game is going to be. What do you see that line opening as basically a week from now? What do you think we're going to be sitting at?
I have these two teams pretty much dead even on a neutral field, so I'll make Mississippi State a 3.5 to 4-point favorite given the home field advantage down there in Starkville. I really believe this is a must-win for Tennessee given this gauntlet of a schedule they have coming up, and maybe a game that will decide Derek Dooley's future if they want to try and go after that buyout clause.
Todd Furman on Twitter, at Todd Furman, joins us every Wednesday at 4:30.
Well, naturally, you know, I'm going to ask about the NFL. Titans, Minnesota, as well as big game, big-time quarterbacks, Broncos, Patriots.
Interesting with this Titans game. Minnesota opened a 6.5-point favorite. We're down to 5.5 now. I think the Vikings last week, their win over the Lions, a little bit of smoke and mirrors. They win the game 20-13, but only muster 2 field goals from their offense, 2 special teams touchdowns help them get there. I think the Titans, again, undervalued, similar to what we saw when they took on the Lions, and really believe Matt Hasselbeck getting CJ involved in the short passing game gives them an element that they'll be able to exploit against Minnesota. The one concern I have is Hasselbeck throwing a deep ball. Minnesota really deficient in the secondary, and that's the only way to attack them.
What about the Broncos-Pats?
Broncos-Patriots game, we've seen a little bit of money come in on Denver. Price got as high as New England -7.5. Right now, staring at a 6.5 on the Don Best screen. Denver, motivation from their embarrassing loss there in the playoffs a year ago. New England went out there and put together the most impressive second half I've seen from any team this year against Buffalo. Not sure Denver's defense is ready to hold up against the barrage. Think this game won't be as ugly as last year, but the only way to look at it is laying the points with the Patriots.
Curveball. Triple crown. Who wins? Baseball.
I think Miggy has this thing wrapped up. It looks by all accounts that he is in the lineup today for the Detroit Tigers. I actually tweeted out yesterday that I'd make Cabrera about a $1.40 favorite to win the AL MVP over Mike Trout. It created all sorts of dissenting opinions. Just think it's awfully hard to try and pass up a guy who's going to accomplish the Triple Crown for the first time since Carl Yastrzemski.
Isn't that amazing how big that story would be like in the mid-'80s compared to now? Huge. And no one's talking about it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, Brent, when you look at where football is in terms of the American culture, baseball gets really put on the back burner, and no one was paying attention up until these playoff races, but it's not even the lead story on most of the major cable networks, and it's shocking when you talk about how great an accomplishment it'll be for Cabrera to complete that Triple Crown.
All right, we all know Tim Tebow moves the needle. What's the odds that he gets to play?
Tim Tebow may move the needle for the talking heads. He doesn't move the needle in terms of point spread. We have the Houston Texans right now, an 8-point favorite. Obviously, the Jets, closest thing the NFL has to a dumpster fire at this point when you look at their situation. No playmakers. I don't care if Tim Tebow's out there, Mark Sanchez. It's the Jets' defense that has to find a way to shore up against the run, or this Monday night's game is going to get real ugly against Arian
Foster. Speaking of dumpster fires, you haven't seen the Titans' defense, or you wouldn't have made that comment.
Let's roll through some more SEC games real quick while we got you. At Todd Furman on Twitter. Vanderbilt at Missouri. Missouri 6.5.
I think this is a good spot for Vanderbilt. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. Missouri showed me a little bit last week going down to Orlando and getting a win I thought they had to get if their team is going to get bowl eligible.
Yeah.
Still some real concerns on Franklin. I think the first team to 21, so I would lean towards Vanderbilt and playing this game under the total.
Texas A&M at Ole Miss. The Aggies by 12 is what I see.
Number has come flying up. A&M opened as an 8.5-point favorite. I think a lot of skepticism about Ole Miss rebounding after that Alabama game, but they've shown me a lot. I think Hugh Freeze has them headed in the right direction. I'm still not ready to sign off on A&M as a double-digit favorite for what amounts to their first road trip in the SEC, but starts off a real difficult schedule. I believe 5 of their next 6 all away from College Station.
Arkansas, just a tough, tough year at Auburn.
I guess, Clay, this should be a real dumpster fire with Arkansas.
That's true. In the SEC, it's unbelievable how much they've just – I mean, they're awful.
This Hogs
Auburn is a double-digit favorite. That's all you need to know about how bad Arkansas has been this year.
Yeah. I think Arkansas right now, Brent, too, when you look at this team, they're impossible to bet on. The reality is for people who have access to second-half numbers, I think you look, and if Arkansas gets down 2 touchdowns, things are just going to steamroll on them. They showed me absolutely nothing in terms of facing adversity last week against Texas A&M, and that game was real close early when it was 13-10. Still not sure how it blew up into a 58-10 debacle.
Kentucky plays at Arkansas next week. Get your tickets now. Mississippi State at Kentucky. Mississippi State a 10-point favorite.
Interesting game for the Bulldogs. This is a team I still don't feel real comfortable with laying points. They want to try and go out there, pound the football, and win with defense. I think they'll be a little bit flat, but I'm not sure how Kentucky scores against Mississippi State. Imagine the Wildcats still stinging from blowing that 17-7 lead. Somehow South Carolina found a way to cover, let alone win that game.
Blaine and I were talking about this game during the break, man. This was the game back in the day, convicts and Catholics. Miami at Notre Dame. Notre Dame a 2-touchdown favorite.
And Miami getting a lot of love, but this defense is one of the worst I've seen anywhere in the country. They've given up over 200 yards rushing to just about everyone. Still not sure what the NC State defensive backs were doing, biting on play action from 65 yards out in the closing seconds last week. Notre Dame should have some success moving the football. I really like this Irish defense and think that 13 is begging for underdog money.
And then Nebraska at Ohio State, Buckeyes favorite at home.
Some pretty sharp money came in on Nebraska and Taylor Martinez. I didn't know the two things went in the same sentence when you talk about betting Martinez away from Lincoln. Number opened at 4.5, down to a field goal. The over-under getting a lot of attention. I really think this will be one of the more fun games of the Big Ten schedule. Both teams can put up points in bunches, and I have some real concerns about how they tackle in the ground game.
Explain sharp money. People were asking me last week after we had you on. Explain sharp money to people.
Sharp money, it comes in from the professionals. These are the guys that are in the business of making money betting sports. So when you talk about games, for example, in the NFL, we'll see 75 to 80% of the tickets written on a certain side, yet the line move won't go that way. It'll actually go the other way. And that's the professionals, because every dollar in the sports betting marketplace not created equally. So you get a professional betting $1,000, but you have a casino customer betting $20,000. The line may move in the direction of that sharper customer.
Awesome, Todd. Great job, brother. Appreciate you.
No problem, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
If you have questions about specific games, hit Todd on Twitter anytime at Todd Furman.